Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, July 27th, 2015. Israeli soldiers kill a Palestinian man and kidnap others during invasions targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers shot and killed on Monday at dawn a young Palestinian man in the Qalandia refugee camp north of the occupied East Jerusalem and wounded several others. Muhammad Ata Abu Latifa, 20 years of age, was kidnapped by soldiers before they shot him dead. According to witnesses, the soldiers first chased Muhammad and shot him in the legs as he was on his family's rooftop. The Israeli military alleged that Muhammad fell off the rooftop while the soldiers were trying to arrest him. Palestinian security sources said that Abu Latifa was alive when the soldiers abducted him. The army handed Abu Latifa's body to the Palestinian Red Crescent Society several hours after his death. In addition, soldiers shot and injured two young men during the invasion into the refugee camp. Elsewhere, one child was injured, five men were kidnapped by Israeli troops during invasions and home searches targeting the southern West Bank district of Hebron on Monday. Moreover, Israeli soldiers invaded early on Monday Tur town in northern West Bank district of Jenin and kidnapped two Palestinians. In other news, the Palestinian Detainees Committee has reported that undercover Israeli soldiers invaded on Monday several rooms where Palestinian detainees are held in Nafha Israeli military detention camp, assaulted dozens of them and transferred many to different prisons. The Palestinian Prisoner Society, PPS, has reported that the administration in Nafha is also threatening to move the detainees to different prisons. All detainees in Section 10 in Nafha has been moved to Section 1 and 2, while the prison administration said that the campaign will include all prisons and detention camps, the PPS added. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, July 27th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.